Hi, I'm Laura Puccivaltorta. Welcome to part three of my podcast, B is for Bisexual, the second half of the story screenplay. This story is close to my heart and also to my experience. Remember to get your writing registered with the U.S. Copyright Office because creative work gets stolen all the time. In this episode, Shauna and Kathy continue their adventures in Hollywood. Joining us in the reading are Marco, a computer scientist, and Dante, a musician. Don't forget to watch my films, including the wacky feature film Bermuda and the short film about the law, Disability, on channels such as Amazon Prime and Tubi. This collection of short stories, B is for Bisexual, is available as an ebook on Kindle. A shout out to listeners in Canada, Nebraska, South Carolina, Alabama, Utah, and California. On September 18th, 2022, I plan to begin a new podcast of short stories, Beach Encounters. These stories will involve horror, science fiction, and romance at the beach. For now, here's part two of my short story screenplay. When David broke his leg and then found out he had hepatitis C, it was in the middle of the COVID pandemic. Kathy tested negative for everything. Because he needed sympathy and care, a nurse really, she was able to camp out for 2 months in his house without having sex, living in the guest suite. She spent as much time as possible with Shauna, transporting the purloined documents back and forth, stealing small bits of money, breaking into David's safe, and searching for clues. Kathy shaved her entire head and got a nose ring. Then David got better. The cast came off. He began to quarantine bubble at his productions and fell in love, if you could call it that, with a 20-year-old production assistant named Tammy. "Tammy's pregnant and we're getting married," David told Kathy one night on the phone. "You need to get out of my house."
"Well, I hope you told her about the Hep C," said Kathy.
David hung up. She threw a purloined list of David's investors into her suitcase. There was another copy of it on her phone.
"Thanks for everything, shithead,"
was what she wrote on the note. The acting was going so well for Kathy that she quit the pie house. She became the girl with the shaved head and nose ring, the ugly one who could act. After landing a supporting role in one of Jordan Peele's horror films, she could have rented an apartment in Altadena. She had so much money. It was happiness that drove her to room with Shauna. And there was a feeling of contentment in Shauna's house that led her to great auditions and a list of acting jobs. It wasn't love, not that horrible feeling of euphoria followed by sudden plunging death. It was standing on level ground, acceptance, comfort, warm rain on the roof.
"I'll pay you $300 a week,"
she told Shauna.
"Because I can afford it."
"Ha! That's good. Because I got laid off at the pie house. Miguel may have to close down because of COVID. You'll pay me back in revenge points as well,"
Shauna continued.
"Because cutting off David Jabari's head is going to be worth it."
They had anointed him with his old Egyptian name and told everyone in sight his real ethnic identity. He's Egyptian, by the way, not Jewish. The purloined list of investors was proving most interesting. Jenna Jameson, the wife of Reynolds Jameson, one of David's biggest investors, had watched her own screenplay being sucked into the David Jabari wormhole. "He read it before it was properly finished," she told Shauna and Kathy. "I showed it to him because I trusted him and valued his advice. 3 months later, I registered it with the WGA, but by then it was too late. Reynolds told me that David rewrote a lot of the dialogue and made it better, But that wasn't true. Whirling Diner was my creation. I really knew the guy. Shauna and Kathy nodded their heads. Whirling Diner had been David's second big success, following the exploits of a Lakota cook who hooked diners on his chicken gizzard stew. The secret ingredient was small amounts of peyote. I took peyote, Jenna told the women, because that doofus cook lied to me and my friends. David never went to a dangerous diner in his life. Plus, I grew up on a reservation. My husband just told me to bury the memory and get over it. Shauna considered Jenna's long black hair, her turquoise ring, and her down and dusty attitude.
David's taking advantage of people whenever he can,
she commented.
We need to put an end to that.
But even as she was saying this, she was wondering how to crack David's code. He had all of Hollywood in his pocket, because his last three projects had been successful.
All it takes is one bad project,
Kathy said.
And then he's going to be toast.
Everybody has a bad project,
said Shauna.
How can we help him to get there faster?
I don't know,
said Kathy.
But he can't write worth a shit.
They tried warning writers about David's plagiarizing ways. Shauna wrote a short story and posted it on the internet about a popular producer named David Rose who stole material from a friend and filmed it as his own. Many writers in Los Angeles were so desperate, however, that they were willing to risk accepting $30,000 up front and see their writing stolen rather than holding out for $300,000. They pimped their own screenplays for peanuts and occasionally slept with David as well.
Truth isn't working,
said Kathy.
Man, those Hollywood screenwriters are all hoes.
Shauna decided to lacquer herself up and step in as a decoy. Straightening her hair would be worth it. She pressed a short dress, put on some eyeliner, and hot combed her hair. Her hair looked like dry straw, but it was long enough to hit the small of her back.
I don't know how many days I can stand being a flathead,
said Shauna, looking in the mirror.
The instructions say it only stays straight for 2 weeks,
said Kathy.
And overuse can damage your hair.
No chance of that,
said Shauna.
After 2 weeks, I'll be kinky again and proud of it.
You can say that again,
said Kathy. They had relaxed into some satisfying tension-release sex that happened whenever they both felt like it. The sign that somebody was feeling horny and wanted action that night was a scrunchie on the doorknob. Afterwards, they slept in their own beds. Hoo-hoo-hoo! It was a traditional Hollywood meet-cute, done via Zoom. David Rosenberg Jabari advertised a 6-week class for screenwriters taught by a successful Hollywood producer. The first 8 responders were promised a spot in the class. Kathy knew the routine well enough to advise Shauna to sign up 2 days before the advertisement went out, the same time David usually invited his friends. Shauna got the last spot and signed in as Kimberly. On Friday afternoon, the class started. Shauna signed in using video and made sure her name appeared as Kimberly Klaus. Kathy was sitting in the adjoining room making faces at her. Several people in the class, 6 women, 3 men, looked as though they were more interested in seducing Jabari than writing a screenplay. One of the men, who posted his name as Kyle, wore eyeliner and a yellow streak in his hair. He introduced himself as a music composer for film, and Shauna, a.k.a. Kimberly, found him to be the sincerest participant in the group. The rest were part-time actors, part-time waiters. A lot of waitering jobs were evaporating because of COVID.
I'm ready to go into lockdown with you, David,
said Evelyn by way of introduction.
I can play a mean Egyptian princess. I'm 24 years old.
Jabari laughed. I'm not making any films about Nefertiti right now. But if you have a screenplay in the works, I'd love to look at that.
Just a couple of ideas,
said Evelyn coyly. Shauna crossed her hands on the desk in front of her computer.
My name is Kimberly. I teach 8th grade English and I'm a screenwriter. My project is called Cat Kingdom. It's a mockumentary about an elderly couple who run a cat shelter.
Several of the actors' waitresses said, Oh, cats, how cute, and I love cat videos. Jabari sat up straighter. Have you written the plot?
Yes, right here.
Why don't you read it to us? The waitresses and Tyler listened intently as Shauna, a.k.a. Kimberly, went through the story of Helen and George Tyler, who had turned their house into a cat shelter once their children all left home. Once they reached 10 cats, they ran into trouble.
Helen, the entire house smells like cat pee.
George, my lazy boy chair is ruined from cat scratches. We might have to move ourselves into the RV. Leave the house to the animals.
The entire Zoom meeting laughed. In the adjoining room, Kathy was holding a hand over her mouth and rocking back and forth with mirth. The worst things to film were animals, in particular, cats.
That's a great ending, said Jabari. I wonder if any of the cat wranglers I know have trained animals.
Maybe,
said Shauna.
But untrained cats might make the show more exciting. The unpredictability. Bring in some catnip. Film some of the cats attacking the stars. Doing funny tricks.
All of the Zoom waitresses were nodding and murmuring.
I could write the theme music,
said Kyle.
I have two cats, Pie and Crust.
From the next room, Kathy was nodding. Jabari was taking the bait. The plan was to get him excited about a stupid pilot. Hook him in, sell him the pilot, urge him to produce it, and watch his career take a dive.
Kimberly, how do you see yourself involved in this project? Said Jabari.
Shauna closed her eyes and took a deep breath.
I want my name to be included in the credits. I want to be part of the writing room, part of the team. I could do all the work from my house.
From the next room, Kathy was waving her hands. This was not what they had rehearsed. Shauna was supposed to offer him the pilot script for a price and then step away from the project. She was not supposed to join Jabari's team. They had planned to watch his ship sink from afar and then laugh about it. Jabari nodded.
Sometimes we do get the original story writer involved. We could talk about it.
I need to tell you,
said Shauna.
The script is registered under Shauna Ricciarelli. That's my real name. I was using a pseudonym to protect my middle school students.
Kathy was furious.
What happened? Why didn't you decide to work with Jabari?
I don't know,
said Shauna dreamily.
Those waitress women had such eager expressions on their faces. They loved Cat Kingdom. And so did Kyle, the musician. I kind of had a feeling it might be a success.
Well, they're on the same level as 8th graders, that's why,
said Kathy.
You may be exactly right.
The entire class worked on Cat Kingdom before Jabari presented it to his team at Swarmer Brothers. A woman in the class named Jerry found a professional cat wrangler out of work in Pasadena. Simona suggested that the character Helen make special electronic collars for the cats with their names written on them in blinking lights, powered by tiny solar panels. Kyle came up with individual theme songs for 5 of the top cats. Shauna let her hair return to its natural, kinky state.
If we can ever come up with actors brave enough to play Helen and George, this might catch on, said Jabari, and there's product to sell.
Kathy snorted loudly every time Shauna described the new ideas. The whole household benefited, however, when Jabari paid Shauna an initial $300,000 for the pilot script. Shauna put some of it toward paying off her mortgage and invested in a Leaf car.
At least if the show fails, you won't be left with nothing,
said Kathy.
I only regret that the kids will have to come up with another play idea for theater class. But whatever they tell me to do, I can write it and make it funny.
Cat Kingdom ran for 2 seasons until Swarmer Brothers got tired of lawsuits from the Feline Preservation Society. "We keep a veterinarian on payroll," said Jabari. "What more do they want?" Shauna got to work in the writer's room the whole time, where she learned a lot and had some fun. Under Kathy's urging, she held on to her teaching job, however. The world would always need good teachers. Jabari was happy overall with the success of Cat Kingdom. He thought Shauna was quirky. Never once did he connect her with the manuscript he had stolen for Harry's Law. At least that's how it seemed. The end. I hope everyone has enjoyed the stories in B is for Bisexual. If you haven't heard all of them, go back and start with Robin and Zen, the first one we recorded. Next week, we're going to start out with Beach Encounters, a new podcast of short stories about horror, science fiction, and romance at the beach. Thank you, everybody.